Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
The first challenge, of course, having been met, then the second challenge was, how do you get clients and how do you market yourself? And truth be told, that's never been my forte. You know, I'm more comfortable in the food than I am on the marketing or that side of it. Creative off the charts, you know, the other part of it, that was a challenge, but we've always grown by word of mouth. And we've been very, very fortunate over the years to have built a very good, solid reputation. So to this day, the vast majority of our clients either find us online or have heard about us through a friend or associate or read a review or, you know, somehow, not through a direct marketing effort of mine. And that's probably good because I'm not good at direct marketing efforts. We did hire
a
pub.
It doesn't work anymore. So you don't have to be good at that. Okay. Oh,
okay. All right. Well,
you
were
actually at the forefront of the way you ran your business is how businesses should be ran nowadays, where it's word of mouth and through good work rather than spending thousands of dollars on advertising.
Well, thank you for that. I've always felt that we kind of earn our reputation with every meal we make. Yeah. And we make thousands of meals now. So, you know, earning your reputation, that core feeling hasn't left me. You know, I'm still like really embedded in the day-to-day nitty-gritty of producing good meals. And, you know, I'm the person that clients turn to if the meal isn't what they expect. I get the emails or the photos or the thank yous or the no thank yous. Yeah. And so I feel very tied to the food, but the challenge in terms of getting enough momentum when you're at the forefront of an industry, and we were clearly way ahead of the pack in 1987, when we started doing individually controlled, tailored meals, it took a lot of discussion for people to understand what it was that you did. Now it's household, you know, it's very commonplace. Now the problem is distinguishing yourself from everybody else that says they do what you did. You know, everybody else that says their meals are customized, well, to what extent are they customized? Yeah. Everybody else that says their meals are healthy, well, to what extent are they healthy? Everybody else that says your meals are sustainable, to what extent are they sustainable? So we are super authentic. We have our own organic farm. We put the seeds in the ground. We grow them from seed to plant to hand harvest to incorporating in our meals. The farm is solar powered. It's off the grid. It's hydroponically irrigated and drip irrigated. So we feel like we have an authenticity to what we say we do. When we say our meals are healthy, they're not generically healthy. They're healthy to the individual need. So quite literally, I have people who have renal failure, diabetes and congestive heart disease. And then I have NFL football flares. Wow. So that's the spectrum from 3-digit in age client, like my father-in-law, who is going to be 102 this year, to single digit kids whose moms are worried because the child is either underweight or overweight or uninterested in food. Yeah. So when I say we have customized meals, I mean, we have customized kind of crazy customization.
That's a lot of
so,
work.
Yeah. So now the discussion points of what are you and what makes you different? Yeah. I find myself elaborating again, it still takes more than a paragraph.
Well, I mean, it should. You guys are doing amazing work now. So you have the custom plans and then the a la carte and grab and go. How is this? Is this delivered to their door or can people pick up? Like, how does it work?
Can you tell if they can do all of them? We deliver the vast majority of our clients prefer to have their food delivered to them. So We have drivers. They're our own employees. They go out all over Southern California, from South Orange County to Santa Clarita, and all the way to the far end of the San Fernando Valley, all the way east to the I-5 corridor. So we have a big swatch of territory that's covered by our own drivers. Then we use UPS as our shipper. So we ship nationally, all over the country. And we also have a storefront. I mean, quite literally, we operate out of a storefront location. Yes. Why? Not because it's cheaper by any stretch of the means, but we want to be accessible to our clients. So we are at a busy intersection. There's plenty of parking. It's a little strip center. The facility is a lot bigger than it looks from the outside, but you can see the A on the window. You can walk in. You can get meals that are grab and go in our little refrigerator here. You can meet me. You can look into the kitchen and see how clean it is. So we offer all of those options for our clients. So we have a lot of people who live locally who say, you know what, I'm just going to come in and pick up, or it's just as easy for me to pick up as it is to have it brought. And then we have, you know, people in New York and Dallas and Chicago and the middle of the country who say, you know, I get my shipment once a week and I'm thrilled to have that food brought to me. Amazing. It's a complicated mousetrap, but
that's what, you know, I was going to say. I feel like you're running several businesses inside one business. I started Roma Leaf, which is a health and wellness CBD brand. And when I first started, my intention was not to grow the company or make it big or anything. It was just for me to have CBD that was high quality, potent, and had no THC. And that the potency levels were exactly the same each time I took, because I have hemiplegic migraine, which causes numbness, which could lead to a stroke. So long story short, it was solely for me. And then it just sort of went on, and friends who were pharmacists decided to sell it. And the company just very organically and slowly grew. Mm-hmm. And when we opened our first flagship store last year in April in Studio City, we had this little backyard in the back where it's huge. You could fit up to 70 people. And we started doing these wellness workshops to educate people about CBD and the benefits and so on. We invited speakers, doctors, psychiatrists, and so on. But I felt like I was running two different businesses inside one, because CBD, you know, some people think it's nothing, it's fake, it's this, others believe in it. But in order to educate people about the latest research, you have to educate them. And the educational part was, and still is, so challenging. I just feel like it's, even though I love teaching and I, you know, just I'm very passionate, but it's different. It's medical stuff, you know? And so I was, when you were explaining to me dealing with handling the drivers, and then you've got the, you know, the facility and you have to grow the food. I mean, I just don't know how you wrap your head around it and keep yourself organized, at least in your head. Cause sometimes I just feel overwhelmed. And I'm just like, God, I know it's all organized in a sense, streamlined, but in my head, it gets all messy.
Yeah.
How do you keep the two controlled?
Well, you know, there's a team of people that I work with. I have a wonderful husband and business partner who worries about the drivers and keeps all the software. Right. My daughter is part of our business now, and she runs the office like military unit. I mean, she's amazing that way. And then I have a wonderful executive sous chef who's a Michelin star chef, and he and I go creative off the charts with the food side of it. So I'm not a one woman show, and I am only strong because everybody else on the team, the key players on the team, are all very strong, and everybody's on the same mission. So that also helps. But I will say that I don't sleep a lot. You know, that's I work 6 days a week. I work 12 hours a day. I'm not sorry about it. You know, it's my choice, but I exercise regularly. I take time away from sleep because I find that helps my head stay clear.
Yeah.
And I believe in it also from the standpoint of health being an important part of everything we do. You have to have your sleep in place. You have to have your stress in place. You have to have your hydration in place. You have to have your resources in place. And that fuels you and frees up your mind so you don't have to worry about every single detail. And you work the top of the stack. I mean, I'm sure you find that in your business as well, that, you know, you work and address things in the order of priority and importance yeah. that they require. You can't go into overwhelm mode if you're just working on intense focus on what has to be done at that moment. So right now, that moment is my time with you.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your time so much. I think it's, so thankful to have you here. And I have so many questions, but I want to make sure that the listeners know where they can get a hold of you.
Of course.
And if they want to take advantage of the custom plans or the grab and go, which I'm going to stop by and do
good,
that.
I hope so.
I want to meet you in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just if you can mention where the listeners can get a hold
yes.
of you.
We can, you can find us at NutriFitOnline.com. That's one long website address. It's NutriFitOnline.com. You have to put the online in, otherwise it goes to another company with our name. So make sure it's NutriFitOnline.com. And my latest passion project, which is spelled TXOKO, Shoko, TXOKO, USA.com. That website takes you to the latest thing and creative effort that Chef Oscar and I have been pursuing since the pandemic. That's a food and events company that we've started. We're very excited about it. We're having a lot of fun, super high-end creative food experiences, both virtual and coming soon in person. So we're doing some fun stuff with that. But either one will take you there. And then for my health and wellness coaching, it's JackieKeller.com. So there's three ways to find me. But you can always find me at our storefront. You can always find me in our facility because I'm nearly always here.
Can't wait to stop by and tell us a little bit about the book, The Body.
Oh, Body After Baby. You know, I was very fortunate. The book is about 12 years old now, so I'm starting my Body After 50 book because Body After Baby was my reality at that time, and now it's Body After 50. So the next book is coming, but I was very fortunate to have access to a lot of very high profile clients back in few years ago. And there were so many wonderful stories that people shared with me about how they were able to sort of not just lose the weight, but sort of get their center back after sort of, you know, being transported into the mom to be, then new mom, then stressed mom mode, which, you know, I have two wonderful children, so I've been through it myself twice. And hearing all those stories, I thought, you know, this is a universal issue that women have. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what your background is, your economic status, your preferences in life for anything. But if you choose to be a mom, you're going to go through some level of disconnect from your former self to your new version, your mom version. And it was trying to share some ways that people have bridged that change and successfully managed it. I just wanted to share stories of people who had been there. You know, I believe as a coach that the client has the answers. This is the dynamic of health, of professional coaching, health coaching, that is the way we're trained and taught, is to listen to the client and let the client find their answers by asking the right questions. So I thought, well, you know, this is the way for people to read about answers that people have found to the challenges of becoming a mom, sharing those answers and letting the reader pull out from that book the solutions that best fit them. So it's not a, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
It's, this is how other people have done it.
Love that.
And from those stories, I've had wonderful response from people who have said, you know, your book inspired me. I found answers. I found solutions. I found ideas. You know, I found context for myself. And to me, that's why I wrote the book. So it's very validating. But that's what the book is. It's a compilation of success stories, of successes to different kinds of challenges with both weight loss, sort of sense of self loss, sense of rest loss, you know,
being
the fatigue and the challenges of being a new mom are enormous. So we need tools, and it's a way to sort of get little gems or little tools that you can put in your own toolkit and you can carry it around with you like your diaper bag and, you know, pull out the tools. Like one of the tools that I am most proud of is a takeoff on the HALT answer. So what is HALT? It's an acronym, H-A-L-T, and I added an S. So okay. H-A-L-T-S. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, you have to take it apart. Are you hungry? Uh-huh. Are you angry? Are you lonely? Uh-huh. Are you tired? Or are you stressed out? Because hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or stressed. Because when you're feeling overwhelmed, it's usually one or more of those little things.
Right.
So if you're hungry, obviously the answer is grab a snack. If you're angry, you know, call a friend, write a nasty letter that you don't mail to anybody, punch a soft bag or a pillow. And if you're lonely, call a friend, call your mom, call your husband, call your wife, call your loved one. You know, if you're tired, take a nap. And if you're stressed out, take a walk. You know, so it's, you know, that so that's just one of the little tools that's in the book. It's just just that. It's just tools. Stories and tools. That's all it is.
I'm gonna put this on my board. And literally ask myself this question, because I feel so many different things and sometimes I just don't feel good. And I'm just like, and a lot of times I don't have time to even stop and think, why don't I feel good? And then I realized that, oh, I skipped my breakfast because I had to hop on Zoom and have meetings from 6 a.m. And it's literally 1 p.m. and I'm hungry, but at this point I don't feel the hunger, but I don't feel good. So I love this. I love this.
Oh, good.
Where can we get this book from?
I think it's still available on Amazon. Hope so. I mean, it's been a while, but I think you can go to Amazon and find it. Probably a lot of great used copies for $1 a piece. So buy them up.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. You're such an inspiration. I hope to write a book one day, but that's just the thought of it scares me. So we should have another interview just on the book writing advice.
Yeah. But, you know, it starts with one paragraph.
I love it. I love it. In terms of coaching, you mentioned that JacquelineKeller.com or Jackie Keller?
No, it's Jackie Keller.
JackieKeller.com. So people can get a hold of you there.
Yeah.
If they need coaching in terms of, tell me just really briefly what the coaching entails.
It's basically telephonic or via email. You don't have to be present. And it's really life and health coaching. So I've done some career coaching as well. But basically, I'm National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach and or Health and Wellbeing Coach by the National Board of Medical Examiners. So this is coaching that's recognized at the highest level. It can be prescribed by your doctor, and it's basically a tool to help you find ways to feel better about yourself and to address your own personal health and wellness needs.
I love it. Now, if it's prescribed by a doctor, does that mean the insurance can pay for it?
In some cases, yes. Now, it's a certain level of certification. There are very few of us that have that certification that's done by the National Board of Medical Examiners, but there now is a diagnosis code that your doctor can use to prescribe it. So it's an adjunct to healing therapy.
So good to know. Amazing. Yeah. Okay. All right. So just one more time, mention the website where our listeners can get a hold of you. I'm so sad that our interview is coming to an end, but
I know we feel like we're just getting started.
I know. You have to come back. You have to come back again. Thank you so much, Jackie. It's been such a pleasure and such an honor to interview an entrepreneur that, you know, you've had the same company for 34 years. That's pretty inspiring. Okay.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.